2008 mobile.
My name is Fred, currently mobile in Simpsonville. How are you?
NH, this is KD2VNG, Glenn in Gray Court. I'm alright, how you doing then?
Man, just driving around in Simpsonville, away from my QCH right now. Need to swing to Simpsonville, get a couple things. Turn it up the repeater for my little handheld.
About a handheld? If that's a handheld, it's working reasonably well, huh?
It doesn't really work around where I'm normally at. I'm actually surprised it's working pretty well right now in Simpsonville.
There's a handheld in the car is my only radio. You just need the little pigtail and the proper antenna. Yeah, you know, if you can't get into this repeater with 5 or 10 watts, you know, then something else is wrong.
Well, I understand that. For me, though, I got a weird little configuration going on. I'm not running a rubber deck antenna, I'm running a mag mount on the trunk of my car. But sometimes when I hit the repeater, other times it's a little on the weird side how it works.
Yeah, that's the configuration I always used to use, and that usually always did work. The mag mount, 2 meter antenna, and a handheld radio. Well, actually, different environment. It was the Long Island area, and it was on 70 centimeters, and there was probably more repeaters.
Cool. I actually was up in North Carolina recently, my old hometown in Fayetteville, and there's a good mixture of 2 meter and 70 centimeter. I was actually able to talk to people on Fusion, which I've never done before. I can't seem to find any Fusion repeaters working around here, at least on 2 meter. I don't have a antenna for 440 quite yet.
There is for Fusion. There's a couple of DMR repeaters. DMR looks like it's the emerging standard. There was Fusion and there was D-Star and a couple of others seem to have gone by the wayside.
Fusion, D-Star, and I think the other one is called All-Star. Play around with digital modes as well. More or less use either Echolink or RF.
And there was commercial protocols like T25. There was one or two of those repeaters around here. But I think digital was waiting for the market shakeout to settle down and for the smoke to clear. And I think DMR mostly was the winner because it's been licensed to a lot of other manufacturers. It's kind of open source hardware and firmware in a sense.
I might have to give it a look. The thing about building a little hotspot of sorts for my QTH radio that I use, or this little handheld I'm talking to you on right now, I'm debating getting on D-Star and other modes using a little Raspberry Pi of sorts.
There's only one D-Star or DMR repeater around here. If I bring a repeater book, hold on, I might need to get my other hand free. If I get repeater book, I'll let you know.
I'll still be here listening on the repeater for a little bit.
Just checking for you. Let me look at 2 meters and 70 centimeters, and let me look at anything that says D-Star. Let me put the mic down a minute, though.
Honestly, I don't have any radios that can use D-Star. I got mainly a Yaesu S70, which is what I'm talking to you on right now. I got my main base is the Yaesu 99, FT-991A.
D-Star and or DMR. We have, actually, they're all D-Star. KJ4MKV, that's 14524. There's a KR4GSP, that's on 14542. And there's a W4GWM on 145, same frequency. How's that? Why would that be on the same frequency? 14542, 14542. One of them says it's on in Greenwood, and the other one says it's on Caesar's Head. But I see two on the same frequency, and the third one was 14524.
Probably got different tones, but looks like I'm starting to get a little bit of interference where I am now. I hope I'm still coming through.
Lose you, you're kind of little, you're fading in and out there as well. But yeah, those are the three I find. And those are all say D-Star. I don't know if any of them say DMR. So there's three D-Star repeaters probably in this area.
Yeah, I'll have to check those out whenever I get the title in my hand. I'll be able to get over to the games radio, not just in my hand right now.
Starting to lose your signal. Check into the, there's a net here every night at 9 p.m. Every night at 2100, there's been a net since the beginning of time. So check in on that if you want. Anyway, you're starting to break off, so let me sign. KO4 and an HK2BNG. 73s, we'll talk to you in a bit.
For DJC,
is that what I heard?
November 4, Delta Juliet, from N4DJC. There's a D-Star repeater in Clemson as well. 17-4EOG. It's got D-Star and a regular repeater. I think it got some multi-modes there. I think it's DMR. They even have a anyway, you can look it up on the repeater, but that's the closest one. That's, you know, to me here in Anderson. I have a hard time getting into it sometimes because it's so low. It's just mounted up maybe 75 feet above the terrain, and that's the only one. The one in Greenwood is on the tower. The two you mentioned, those two may be linked together. I'm not sure. But I've never been able to get into the one that's mounted on Caesar's Head. That I remember. Now there's some APRS stuff going on as well, but you know, but the D-Star, the ones you mentioned, the one in Greenwood, one in Clemson, about the two closest ones. Where in Tryon is fairly easy to get into from the Greenwood area as well.
KO4DZS with a comment.
AG, go ahead.
4DZS, yeah, I live in Pendleton, and the D-Star repeater, 77 centimeter, it's 444.225, and it's got a plus 5 offset on it. It has been spotty, though, but I think that's the, I was going to ask the question, but I think the other gentleman answered it. I was wondering if there was one in Greenville. This one, it's hit or miss for me here at the house.
225, or maybe I'm thinking there was a 441225. There's only about three or so active 70 centimeter repeaters. There's only a few active frequencies, and I think they're pretty much all linked together. I remember one I haven't tried in a while. 444225 is something. I'll look it up.
N4DJC. Yeah, the one in Clemson, they actually have a couple of repeaters there. They also have a 2-meter repeater, a 440, and the 440 is the 444225. Up 5 is the that's a D-Star as well. It is. D-Star is a little bit harder to get into sometimes, but, you know, for instance, I can hit it on, like on the north side of Anderson, I can get into it okay, but even on a handheld, but It's just not sitting very high up on a big tower or anything like that. It's all up on Kite Hill, if you know where that is.
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I can actually drive towards Clemson and pick it up, but I can't get it on my, it's hit or miss at the house. I can see it, you know, when I can actually go to that, and then I can watch my hotspot, and I can see it, I can see my call sign clear, but I can't really pull off conversation. So I just went with a hotspot. I got one at the house. I use that. It works great for D-Star.
I have a Zoom spot, you know, 5-star set up for my 9700 or for my D. I'm on a D-74 now. and it worked really well. I worked on that, but once I got my hotspot set up, there's no problem. That repeater's on 30 Charlie a good bit too, so there's a good bit of activity down here. It's just, as I said, it's just a location more than anything else. It's not, I think it may only be running, you know, maybe 30 or 40 watts. I don't recall off the top of my head. I talked to the guy that has it set up. It's really right there at the Clemson where they have their amateur radio club deal. But and there's another one there too, and it may be on top of a building somewhere. But the D-Star one, I believe, is on Kite Hill. It's just not. You can see the antenna when you drive into Clemson, but I haven't been in there close enough to try it on low power or anything like that. But I can use a 500 or 600 on my beam from my house and not get into it because I'm just down. I'm down on the lake. I'm just too low. I'm at such a low altitude. My elevation is so low. I just can't. I don't have it up high enough to really get into it solid. But just wanted to mention that. But it is. It's usually linked up to 30 Charlie. You can hear it. You know, if you're close enough, you can hear it. N4 DJC. I've been clear and listening.
I've seen it. 30 Charlie when I try to go through, and I can hear conversations on it, but I'd always have trouble transmitting out on it. But yeah, it's like I said, I really don't worry about that anymore because I got the hotspot. But yeah, that one, and there's a lot of repeaters, like good repeaters around this area, not necessarily D-Star repeaters, but there's a lot of good repeater activity around this area. Is really good.
KL7FO breaking in. Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. This is KL7FO, Dave. I'm here at Saddler's Creek State Park on my HT. We're going to do a Parks on the Air today, but it's a group of Boy Scouts, and I just wanted to show what ham radio is a little bit about. So if you can just tell me your name and where you're located, over.
Before DZS, my name is Scott. You host one of the nets, don't you, around here, I believe? And I'm in Pendleton.
Okay, Scott, very good. Yeah, I host the Sunday night net on the Anderson repeater, 146.790. Over.
With you before on Sunday nights. I'm a member of the Anderson Radio Club, so yeah. Okay, but this is KO4DZS, Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra. And I'm Scott, and I'm in Pendleton on my base.
Very good. I'm talking with a little bofang here, so that's not a whole lot of power. Anyway, I just wanted to show the boys how this thing works. I'm going to be throwing up an HF antenna. I got a long wire end fed to go up. If my shoulder is good enough, I'll get it up in the high branches. But if not, I'll have to live with what I got. Any of you guys want to say hello to somebody from Scott here?
You enjoying your field trip?
Pretty cool.
Ham radio is very useful, and it can be very fun, and it's very interesting, especially when you get into the antenna design.
Well, antenna design, that's my next chore here, trying to get up in the tree. Anybody else want to speak? There's a guy who wants to say hi to you. What's your name? Alan? Okay, this is Alan going to come to you in a minute here, Scott.
Static there, this is KO4DZS.
Yeah, the young man here, Alan, was trying to hook you, but he laid the antenna horizontal. I think that messed him up. Anyway, we'll try it again. Here's Alan.
Alan, this is Scott. I got a copy that time. I was real weak, but I still got a copy. Yeah, they teach you in the book too when you that you got to hold with the handhelds. You got to hold the antenna as vertical as possible. Otherwise, it doesn't. The way they're designed doesn't send the radio waves out right.
You guys mind by joining? I'm going to let you go. Thank you for your time and talking to the voice. This is KL7FO, and I'm Claire. Over.
K KL7FO, let me know what frequency you're going HF on. I'll see if I can hear you. I'm in Pendleton here, so I might be able to pick you up if it's a short bounce.
Okay, I don't know what frequency I'm going to use. I'm going to listen around and see what it is. Probably start out on 40 meters and then go to 20. Or, I don't know, maybe the other way. I stay in, as long as I'm outside, I'm happy. We'll talk to you later, my friend. Thank you for being there. This is KL7FO.
Yep, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, 73 to you, and have fun, guys. KO4 DZS clear.